Britain.
Party activists. Where is Labour aiming its fire? On Tory targets and on its own seats with big South Asian populations.
Party activists are the infantry troops in any general election. They're the ones delivering leaflets, canvassing voters, and getting out the vote. But their number is limited, and parties must use them wisely. That means sending activists to marginal constituencies where the election will be won or lost. The Labour Party has a website that invites its supporters to enter their postcodes so they can be directed to nearby battleground seats. By entering a large sample of postcodes from across the country, The Economist has come up with a list of seats in England and Wales that Labour has apparently identified as its main targets. Labour's choices project confidence overall. It is directing activists to every constituency it lost to the Conservatives in 2019 by a majority smaller than 28 percentage points, as well as to some with much larger majorities. In total, it is directing activists to 174 Conservative-held seats, a sign that it has a substantial majority in its sights. But Labour is also fighting a rearguard action in some of its own seats. The app directs activists to 11 constituencies where Labour won a majority of more than 25 percentage points in 2019. In 10 of the 11, people of Indian, Pakistani or Bangladeshi ethnicity make up more than 30% of the population. Labour's support among Hindu voters has been eroding for some time. The Tories made further inroads in recent local elections in areas with big Hindu populations, such as Slough, Leicester and Harrow. But the party's support among Muslims is a more recent concern, triggered in particular by its response to Israel's war in Gaza. In February, it lost a parliamentary by-election in Rochdale to George Galloway, a former Labour politician standing on an explicitly pro-Palestine platform. At the election, Labour will have to contend with a ragtag bunch of candidates looking to replicate his success. Sir Keir has become more unequivocal in calling for the fighting in Gaza to stop. But the votes of British South Asians cannot be counted upon. Labour is plainly taking that threat seriously.